"What music is in your CD player right now?" he asked, his face as somber as if he'd asked for a murder confession. I realized I'd never removed the CD Phil had given me. When I said the name of the band, he smiled crookedly, a peculiar expression in his eyes. He flipped open a compartment under his car's CD player, pulled out one of 30 or so CDs that were jammed into the small space, and handed it to me. "Debussy to this?" he raised an eyebrow. It was the same CD. I examined the familiar cover art, keeping my eyes down. It continued like that for the rest of the day, while he walked me to English, when he met me after Spanish, all through the lunch hour. He questioned me relentlessly about every insignificant detail of my existence. Movies I'd liked and hated, the few places I'd been, and the many places I wanted to go, and books. Endlessly books. I couldn't remember the last time I'd talked so much. More often than not, I felt self-conscious, certain I must be boring him. But the absolute absorption of his face and his never-ending stream of questions compelled me to continue. Mostly his questions were easy, only a very few triggering my easy blushes. But when I did flush, it brought on a whole new round of questions.